Up next is Sea Glass.
Upon a dream, I know you. The gleam in your eyes is so familiar and clean. Yet I know it's true that visions are seldom all they seem. But if I knew you, I'll know what you'll do.
Right, and that was Sea Glass, which I don't know if I ever mentioned this before, but I love that name.
Yeah, it's like
it's pretty.
I love Sea Glass, like as in the actual object that you can hold in your hands. I love going to Atlantic City and looking for Sea Glass.
Is it like the stuff in Sweet Home Alabama?
No, that's glass that hits. That's when lightning hits sand, it turns to glass. Sea glass is glass that is actually, like, thrown, like, into the water, and it becomes smooth over being, how do I put it?
Like, tumbled by the waves.
Like, washed on shore, like, washed on shore and offshore again, like, being rubbed against the sand over a long period of time, and it becomes, like, smooth and frosty.
Ooh, interesting.
Oh, that's you cool. Texan peoples and your... Inland.
Your landlockiness.
Your landlockiness. I'm from Hawaii, surrounded by ocean.
So I'm sure you see
Galveston's gray and nasty. Galveston's gray and nasty looking.
But you always know when you find it, when you find a piece of sea glass that's like that green that's like beer bottle colored. It's like, yes. Hey, I know where this sea glass came from. But y'all. Cool. Anyways, on to the actual critique now that we've explained what sea glass is. Again, I thought this was another one. The vocals were very nice, very pretty. But I don't know. I wasn't fully into it. I felt like it was an example of like the cut and paste thing that I talk about all the time, where it just seemed like the same one phrase sung once, copied and placed in the next spot, copied and placed. Well, right. No, I copied and pasted like two, maybe three times. There was one thing. I thought that in the section where you were doing like the Prince Philip lyrics and the chorus lyrics, that it got a little like you weren't sure, like, should I be singing this? I'm not. It seemed a little uncertain of itself, and you didn't seem as solid on your delivery of it as you were in the beginning and towards the end, but it was like it got a little wishy-washy in the middle. That's actually all I had. I had in here, oh no, music break of Doom, but then the music break wasn't as long as I thought it was going to be, so it wasn't so much of Doom as I originally thought it was when I started writing the note, so. But overall, I think you have a very pretty voice, Seaglass. Very, very pretty voice. I just wanted to say that. But, so, decent job. Jeffers?
Yeah, going off of Ambie's last note on your voice, I thought it was interesting how, like, you molded your voice to fit this type of song, because, like, have you heard, like, her in, like, different competitions, Ambie?
I feel like I have.
Like, her
else,
her normal voice is like very different sounding from this. I was like, oh cool. Vocal chameleon. Let's see, I agree with Ambi that the song was a bit linear and it could have used a bit more dynamics and levels, and I thought some of your higher notes were slightly pushing your range at times, mainly towards the beginning and the middle, like Ambi said, but overall I thought this was nice. Yeah. Zoe?
Sorry, I got distracted by Skype. All right, I will agree. My first note is pitchiness, and I have an arrow pointing to higher notes, which is somewhere different in the paper. Volume levels seemed a little iffy for me at times. Pretty vocals. I could hear the original voice actors in the background a bit, like a vocal rip, I guess. I would have liked more dynamics. And you had that sudden cutoff thing that could have been faded out. Okay, pretty voice.
All right.
I feel like I say all the bad stuff more than I do the good stuff. Bad now.
And they say Ambi is Simon.
Sorry, I'm commenting on someone's things in another thing, so I don't know what was just said.
All right. We were just saying how Zell could maybe be Simon. Mm-hmm.
I'm not Simon. I'm too sweet and innocent.
I don't think we fall.
Simon.
I don't think we fall into our judges.
I'm Paula Abdul. Simon.
That was almost. God. That was almost a dolphin. Oh my goodness.
It's way too late at night for me to actually dolphin.
No.
Oh. All right. So up next is Sukuno.
I'm good at wasting time. I think lyrics need to rhyme, and you're not asking, but I'm trying to grow a mustache. I eat cheese, but only on pizza, please, and sometimes on a homemade quesadilla. Otherwise, it smells like feet to me, and I really like it when the moon looks like a toenail, and I love you when you say my name. If you wanna know, here it goes. Gonna tell you this is a part of me. They'll show it for close. Gonna let you see everything. But remember that you asked for it. I'll try to do my best to impress, but it's easier to let you take a guess at the rest. But you wanna hear what lives in my brain, my heart. Will you ask for it for your perusing? At times confusing, slightly amusing. Introducing. I never trust a dog to watch my food, and I like to use the word dude as a noun, or an adverb, or an adjective, and I've never really been into cars. I like really cool guitars and superheroes, and checks with lots of zeros on them. I like the sound of violins, and making someone smile. If you wanna know, here it goes. Gonna tell you this a part of me. They'll show if you're close. Gonna let you see everything. Remember that you asked for it. I'll try to do my best to impress, but it's easier to let you take a guess at the rest. But you wanna hear what lives in my brain, my heart. Will you ask for it? For your perusing, at times confusing, possibly amusing. Introducing me. Well, you probably know more than you ever wanted to. Careful when you ask next time. wanna know, here it goes. Gonna tell you there's a part of me that'll show. If you're close, gonna let you see everything. But remember that you asked for it. I'll try to do my best to impress, but it's easier to let you take a guess at the rest. But you wanna hear what lives in my brain, my heart. Will you ask for it for your perusing? At times confusing, hopefully amusing. Introducing me. Do 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 do. Introducing me.
And that was Sikono pulling out New School Disney. Which is interesting, because not many people have done New School Disney this round. So that was Introducing Me from Camp Rock by Nick Jonas of the Jonas Brothers. Sikono, I thought this was a really good song choice for you, and I thought you sounded nice on it, and like your tone was just great. I really liked your performance, and your energy was good, and it wasn't like over the top or anything. I thought it was very appropriate to the song, and it was nice and bouncy. Let's see. I was impressed by your handling of the fast lyrics. I thought, like, your harmonies were nice, and I don't know, like, vocally, I thought this was one of the better things I've ever heard you do, Sikono, and, like, this is one of my favorite covers I've ever heard you do. Like, I haven't really heard so much of your post-Best of the Rest stuff, but, like, I'm, like, so impressed at how much, like, you improve, so I just like this a lot. I think occasionally when in between breaks where you can tell where you stopped the recording and started again. Occasionally when you came back in, the recording started or sounded like it was a little bit late. But that's all.
Okay. Yeah, actually, thank you for so that wasn't just me being weird, because I kept hearing like this really different shifts between words. So yeah, my first one was actually Jeffers, what the F is this? Because I had no idea what this was at all. you had some pitchy moments. I don't know the song very well, so if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You had some pitchy moments, but at the same time, you had this very, I think it's indie feel to your to the song and voice, and I felt it complemented pretty well. Let's see. Herself harmonies? Question mark. So he did do those.
I think so. I'm not sure. I'd have to go.
I'm not sure on that either.
Because even with my volume, I couldn't tell if it was the karaoke or him himself, because we're kind of soft.
I've heard him do self-harmonies before, so I thought it was him, but I'm not really sure. I'd have to go listen back.
Okay. And I did enjoy the energy in this. And overall, this was enjoyable and fun to listen to, because it was like cute Sikono doing rock.
Pseudo-rock.
Bambi. Pseudo-rock.
Do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Ooh.
Ooh, this could be good and bad. Let's hear it. You take your pick.
First, I was very impressed by your, like, ability to get the words out, because this is a very wordy song, and it can be hard, and I understood probably, like, 99.9% of the words, which was basically all of them. So I thought that was good. However, on the flip side, I have to disagree with Jeffers about your tone. I thought it sounded extremely forced out, like almost like strainy and painful at times. Like, I hate to say this, but it sounded kind of a little constipated at times. Like, I don't know. There was just something awkward that I thought about the vocals that I was not a fan of. They just didn't sound very natural to me at all. Like, it sounded really put on. I don't know. I appear to be in the minority among the three judges, though.
That's so, okay. I mean, know. We all have our disagreements, so.
Right.
Yeah, but I will reiterate that I thought that, like, the wording on it, I thought was good. And I thought the energy was pretty good, too. I just was not a fan of your time. It just seemed like there were times when it almost, like I said, it seemed like you were in pain, like I could hear like a forceful, almost like gruff, that's the word I'm looking for. It seemed gruff at times, and yeah, sorry.
All right, so Up
I feel
next.
Like the bad guy now.
It's okay.
I, was a... I don't know this song, so that's I'm okay. Probably wrong and not mine.
I was up a bad guy on Maddie, hug... so.
Up next is Hugabug008.
Uh-huh.
If there's a prize for rotten judgment, I guess I've already won that. No man is worth the aggravation. It's ancient history, been there, done that.
Do you think you're kidding? Easier than having to, you try and keep it hidden. Dying to cry your heart out.
Hugabug 008 with, I
oh, that's
won't
right,
say,
you have to do it really, really fast. I forgot about that.
All right.
With I Won't Say from Hercules. Have we gotten this one at all yet?
No.
No, I think people have been scared of this one.
After last season and the, like, or something.
Yeah, Renaissance Disney Week.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I think the first Oh No was late. And here's a big note for this one. Volume levels was like,
oh my god, yes.
Yes.
Where are all the Oh No's? I hear more Muses than I hear Meg. This needs more big power, energy, emotion, because this is Megra / Susan Egan. And she's mad, she doesn't want to confess love and all that, and I didn't even get any of that really. And at the end, it felt like you were off time. And also, all of the higher notes or the belting parts, you didn't do well or you didn't do them at all. Ambi?
Hmm. Well, again, you got me to yawn. What the hell?
She's good.
Stop yawning. Stop yawning.
It's almost 4 in the morning. I have a right to yawn at 4 in the morning.
She also woke up early for work this today, I believe, or something.
Oh, I'll explain that to you guys later on. That whole thing was a friggin' fiasco. I can vent later to you, but I won't vent now to people on the show. Yeah, my biggest thing here was the volume was so fail. It was like, I could barely even hear your singing to critique the singing over the overpoweringness of it, especially when the Muses would be singing. I could not hear you at all. All I heard was the Muses and a slight distant vocal in the background. Like, I don't know, maybe it was good. I really could not take any legit notes on it because I couldn't hear it. Yeah. Jeffers?
Yeah, like, apart from the volume-wise, it just had a really strange quality about the overall submission. Like, My first note was, quality strange. Is it playing out of your speakers and you're recording the whole thing with your mic? Because, like, the backtrack didn't sound like the greatest quality, and, like, the mic quality itself was kind of, So, yeah, like, technical-wise, there was a lot of problems with this. And I agree with Zell, it could have used more punch and power, and the beltier parts towards the end were not quite all the way on pitch. So, yeah. Yeah, it's not one of the stronger ones we've heard tonight, so...
Yeah.
In that case, then, Forget Regret is up next.